This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Another move as Colorado relaxes some of its pandemic operations. State-run COVID vaccination sites are being phased out, mostly by the end of this month. After that, vaccines will be available at the usual places, pharmacies and doctor's offices. Colorado utility regulators this week said they are interested in decommissioning the state's largest coal-burning power plant at the end of 2029, 5 years earlier than what was proposed by its owners. CPR's Miguel Tarada has more.
The Public Utilities Commission says the Comanche Generating Station in Pueblo should close by the end of the decade. Commissioner Megan Gilman says doing so would reduce both costs and greenhouse gas emissions by the plant and its operator, Xcel Energy.
And while this is not a lowest cost test, as the company points out, it is a reasonable cost test. And to me, it is fundamentally not reasonable to have ratepayers pay more to pollute more.
If approved, it would mark a significant change from last year, when Xcel and the commission's staff agreed not to close the plant until the end of 2034. Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
Power companies are encouraged to build bike paths under future power lines. Under a bill approved Tuesday in a state Senate committee, it requires utilities tell local communities about potential power line proposals and paths and work with them to build the new trails. Democratic State Senator Jeff Bridges.
People want to live in Colorado because of those outdoor recreation opportunities that we have here, and this bill helps to create even more.
Opponents worry the bill would force new trails across farms and ranches. Supporters insist projects would only move ahead with the support of local communities and private landowners. Along the Front Range, it's rain this afternoon and snow tomorrow, mountain snow today and on Thursday. Then it turns sunny for the weekend. This is CPR News and KRCC.